Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 171. Science Faction, the Archean Eon at the San Diego March for Science.
Okay, we're kind of saved by the last bit, but these intros just get lamer and lamer.
Yes, guys, we are indeed at the San Diego March for Science. There's a national March for Science going on right now in individual cities across the United States. We're here representing Science Faction at, of course, the San Diego March. And as usual, we will be doing our intro bit on our new topic, the geological periods.
When you said that, I just heard not euphemisms for dong.
Still not doing euphemisms for dong, absolutely.
Oh, I'm well aware. I'm well fucking aware.
Now, again, we are so far back, we can't actually cover the periods of time because there aren't periods in this part of geological time. We are back into the eons before we had covered the Hadean eon, starting from 4.6 billion years ago at the beginning of the Earth to 4 billion years ago. And we touched on the fact that for a while we thought that there was no life during that period, though recently we've discovered it looks like there might be some very simple rudimentary life at the very end of that. But that leads into the Archean Eon, which will start at about 4 billion years ago and take us all the way to 2.8 billion years ago. So this is covering a massive, massive amount of time. And here is where we really see the explosion of life. We see single-celled life start to form. We see microfossils near the end of the Archean Eon.
How small does a microscope have to be to see microfossils? Or how small is the brush and...
You can see a microfossil actually with like a loop. These microfossils can be, you know, around 3 billion years old, sometimes a little bit older than that. That's really neat because it kind of gives us this time frame. Now is when we're seeing life start to take over. And what's really interesting about life is biological evolution. Everybody wants to go back to where did life come from? Abiogenesis. But the fact of the matter is abiogenesis has nothing to do with evolution. We don't see evolution take hold until life starts. So we're really seeing evolution start to craft and shape life significantly for the first time in this Archean Eon.
When you said the really interesting thing about life, I thought you were going to follow it up with, it finds a way.
It's because every reference you have for science is from Jurassic Park.
Specifically Jeff Goldblum. I actually disregard a lot of what the other scientists have to say.
That's true. That and The Fly are your two real main science books of reference. But the Archean Eon is going to lead the way to basically all of life on Earth. This is where we're going to kind of start the race that ends with us, humanity. You as an individual listening to this, your dog that's sitting there watching you, everything you see around you is kind of gets its start from this spot. And as we see the eons and then the periods keep going on, we're going to find more and more some very interesting, very weird life popping up. And you're going to see, as extinction event after extinction event happens, how we are almost an accident in terms of all the life that could have existed, that did exist. We are the descendants of a very, very small percentage of all that life.
You said the race ends with us, and I think that attitude, that mentality is going to be our downfall, and why this world will be owned by tortoises one day.
Almost certainly true. And speaking of tortoises, I, of course, am your host, comedian and scientist, Robert Timothy. With me, as always, is my comedian, Mr. Damian Mercado. Damian, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, and thank you for not calling me the hare. And that reference has nothing to do with a rabbit, it's mainly to do with the way I trim my pubes.
As most references to you do. It's
the Homer Simpsons, like one or two single hairs combed over.
And our scientist for the evening, somebody who has no need for a pube comb over, none other than Ian. Ian, how are you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Well, I'm doing fantastically. As we said before, I'm the tortoise of this show.
Ian's very modest. The guy's a fucking lion's mane down there, so...
And we are broadcasting live from the March for Science in San Diego. All right, guys, we're going to try a very special episode of I Call BS. We're actually going to go and try two different scientists doing I Call BS at the March for Science. So for now, let's move right on to I Call BS.
I Call BS.
All right, this is Science Faction on location at the San Diego March for Science with two scientists getting ready to play I Call BS. What are your names?
My name's Mercedes.
And Mercedes, what do you research?
I'm an evolutionary biologist, and my specialty is arachnids, so I study harvestmen or daddy longlegs.
Okay, and?
I'm Andrew.
And Andrew, what do you study?
I'm a biochemist, and I study flu virus.
Awesome. All right, let's get ready to play I Call BS, the game where I read four science news articles, some of which are real and some of which are BS, standing for bad science. Are you guys ready to play?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, article number one. New research indicates that the hobbit, Homo floresiensis, is actually descendant of a much older parent species to Homo habilis, not Homo erectus as previously thought. Mercedes, is this science or bad science?
The hobbit doesn't sound like an actual...
You don't know about Homo floresiensis?
I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to call bad science as well.
All right. Article number two. Like a scientific MacGyver, you can actually calculate the speed of light using a ruler, a microwave, and a marshmallow peak. Andrew, is this science or bad science?
Bad science?
All right, and Mercedes?
I say power to the people. Peeps, yes. I say it's good.
All right, article number three. A new study shows that the naked mole rat, already a weird mammal that doesn't have hair and is essentially cold-blooded, also requires substantially more oxygen than other mammals its size to survive. Mercedes, is this science?
Science.
Science,
ooh, definitely science.
Got science for both of them. And lastly, number four. A new study shows that Filipino Americans are much less likely to contract type 2 diabetes than their white counterparts. Andrew, is this science or bad science?
I'm going to need your input on this one.
And Mercedes.
I'm going to go with Andrew and say science.
All right. We'll go back and see how you guys did. Follow along at home and see how you did. Article number one. New research indicates that the hobbit, Homo floresiensis, is actually descendant of a much older parent species to Homo habilis, not Homo erectus as previously thought. Damien, what do our scientists think?
Both Mercedes and Andrew thought this one was bad science.
And this one is... science!
Oh, no.
Homo floresiensis from the island of Flores in Indonesia was found a few years ago, and we have thought for the longest time that it was a descendant species of Homo erectus that got trapped on the island. What recent skeletal analysis has shown is that it's much closer to more ancient species like Homo habilis, maybe even the ancestor of Homo habilis. These new studies look at all skeletal morphology as opposed to just skull morphology, which is probably the difference. Article number two. Like a scientific MacGyver, you can calculate the speed of light using a ruler, a microwave, and a marshmallow peep. Damien, what did our scientists think?
Mercedes and Andrew agreed on every answer except for this one. This is their main, the only area that they disagree on. Mercedes said this was science, and Andrew believes in keeping power from the people. We said bad science.
And this is... science!
Yeah!
Indeed, you can. If you want to see the details, go ahead and check out our website where there's a video explaining step-by-step process. Very, very neat. Article number three, a new study shows that naked mole rats, already a weird mammal that doesn't have hair and is essentially cold-blooded, requires substantially more oxygen than other mammals to survive. What did our scientists think?
Both Mercedes and Andrew said this one was science.
And this one is... bad science!
Living
underground, they actually require far less oxygen than other mammals their size to survive. They did some very neat torture tests to prove it, which ended up killing a few of those naked
mole rats. That's so depressing.
Article number four. A new study shows that Filipino Americans are much less likely to contract type 2 diabetes than their white counterparts. Damien, what do our scientists think?
Both of our scientists went with their gut and said science.
And the answer is... science!
Oh.
It's actually the opposite, guys. In fact, Filipino Americans of the same size and body weight are three times more likely to have type 2 diabetes than their white counterparts. Very interesting research, and we're not sure exactly why yet. Could be higher rates of smoking or certain dietary or sleeping restrictions, but something that we want to make sure most clinicians are aware of who are working with people in that age range and of certain ethnicities, because it means that somebody even of normal weight might be displaying diabetic symptoms. Damien, who won this game?
Mercedes claimed 25% answer over Andrew's answer accuracy.
I went with my gut on the peeps.
Congratulations, Mercedes. Thank you, audience, for playing along. All right. Well, Damien, I was really excited that that was like literally the first time you haven't lost I Call BS.
Yeah, I noticed.
Because you didn't get to play. That was the only reason you didn't lose I Call BS.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to amend the rule book so I lose even when I don't compete. Like, the loss is actually Damien's.
I mean, to be fair, he at least would have tied with the guy who got zero questions right.
That's true. He would have tied. Yeah. No, because a tie goes to the scientists. They were all
right. Oh, so Damien still would have lost.
The only one who's lucky here is Ian, because I would have mopped the floor with you if we had gone head to head like normal, son.
History just says otherwise.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure last time we played, you
every
were the
time,
one.
Every time. He literally has never won a single game.
Listen, I'm the Babe calling his shot. I've never called my shots before, so they've never, like, every time Babe strikes out, fuck
right,
it.
David,
you are not a Babe.
Yeah, I'll do my crappy Babe now. Welcome to a very special March for Science edition of Damien Channel's A Dead Scientist. I think our fans know the bit. Let's get this show on the road.
And now, Damien Channel's A Dead Scientist.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I hope my channeling doesn't freak out people, because it's pretty animated.
Yeah, so as you might hear, we are, of course, right outside a bathroom. So people who are taking a piss might suddenly hear ghosts being channeled through Damien.
It's easy to explain away a lot of those gas sounds that you hear. Well, it's a lot easier than when we normally record.
That's true. Way less editing.
All right, let's go. Ooh, spirits.
Oh my God, I can't believe I made it. Bobby, it is good to see you again.
That is a surprisingly good voice. Who is this? Who is this, the scientist that is now being channeled today?
I mean, I like to think you recognize my voice. And I like to think you recognize the amount of hatred seeping from my soul for Damien.
Oh my God, is this our old scientist, Jackie?
It's Jackie, you guys!
Oh my God, Jackie, of course, used to be on our show. She was the regular scientist before we had a rotating science host, before she had to leave for some work issues. But wait, does this mean because Damien's channeling you that you are dead?
Yeah, so when I said I was moving up north, I meant a lot more north than you guys realized.
North of the polar bears.
Right. I'm super dead, actually.
Super dead.
Just super dead.
Not just regular.
So dead.
I like that she only decides to come back to Earth to hang outside public restrooms at a convention march.
Yeah,
well,
but
you have
the nice
to have
thing
a
is,
hobby.
Nice to meet you, by the way, Ian.
Nice to meet you.
I apologize that I'm in Damien's form. How embarrassing. Yes. I look fabulous outside of this, just so you know.
You've done his body well.
Thanks. I will say, it's weird having a smaller dick, though.
That's funny. That's what almost all the scientists say when they come around.
Yeah, right?
They almost always comment, like, what's wrong with this crazy small dick?
Yeah. No, I see what it is. I get it now. Like, being on the other side, it feels like I'm still on the same side.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, is it still itchy? Because he was complaining about that earlier.
Yeah. I'm sort of doing squats as we talk, sort of airing it out, you know? It's weird
that's what
being
that smell
Damien.
Is.
This is weird. I feel surprisingly more confident that this might be a channeled dead scientist than I usually do for Damien. Jackie, why don't you tell those audience members who haven't heard about you before, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself and your tenure on the show?
Oh, sure, yeah. So, I was part of the original trio for Science Faction. I was a biomedical researcher back in my living days. You know, time isn't really a thing when you're dead, so it's kind of hard to put all the pieces together. But
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. Eternity, pretty fucking long, if we're going to get down to it.
I hear you got a lot of time to do, like, extra stuff. I hear most of the people on Pinterest are dead.
Oh, yeah, no. Pinterest is amazing. I have gotten so many decks made by hand. YouTube, too. Anyway, so I used to do Science Faction with these guys for about a year. And honestly, the male energy was just too strong. I really tried to represent, but, you know, the smells and the tastes and everything, it was just way too intense for me, and I needed to go, and I ended up taking a job elsewhere, you know, so Damien couldn't get to me. Hey, do you guys want to guess how I died?
Yeah, okay. Ooh, let's see, you're a biomedical researcher.
Right.
Ian, what can happen to them? Oh, I know, you used to love to torture mice. It was your favorite thing ever. I'm guessing the mice finally teamed up, got back at you, death by mouse.
Great, great guess.
Ian, what do you think?
Bitten by a radioactive spider instead of turning into a spider woman, you just died?
Ooh, also good guess. No, but that did happen to a friend that I met up there. Joke's on you guys. I got cancer.
Oh my God.
So,
really?
Yeah, it was cancer. So
that's not funny at all. Kind of ironic considering you were a cancer researcher for so long.
I know, you know, and then, you know, all this stuff happened where people don't believe in science and I'm dead, and I can't do shit about that. And, you know, I just figured March for Science Day was a good day to really, you know, get my ghost act together, come find you guys, tell you how I died, finally get some fucking sympathy, mm-hmm. and then also tell you all the ways that I've fucked over Damien in the past couple months, just haunting him. It's one of my favorite things about being dead.
I guess we always ask questions to test if Damien's being serious. Again, I don't know why.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But for some reason, I feel more trusting that this is a real spiritual encounter at this point.
Yeah.
So I'll ask this question. Because this is something you confided in me a lot when you were alive together.
Oh, okay.
What are your actual feelings about Damien?
Oh, okay. Okay. I have always admired and respected every other person on the planet above him.
Right.
Which I think you and I have talked about. And,
absolutely. So it's uncanny how close this is to what Jackie and I used to discuss.
And I think he's... I'll give him credit where credit's due. I think he's the best at being the worst.
Yeah. You used to say, he's great at being horrible.
Right.
And man, is there new smells I've never smelled before.
Yes. Yes. And now that I've been around a lot of dead people, that's better, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's sort of a nice relief.
That's why you used to rub Vicks Vapor Rub underneath your nose before every podcast.
Yeah, it was actually that shit that coroners use.
Yeah.
So it was real thick. Yeah, now I wish I'd had a plague mask. Lots of plague folks up in the ether, by the way. Great stories, great people to drink with, horrible, horrible conversationalists when they're sober.
Yeah, is there
a lot of depressing
between,
shit?
Like plague guys and malaria guys? Is there like a Jets versus Sharks thing going on up
yes.
in the afterlife?
Yes. Like sometimes the amount of snapping is so loud I have to transfer to another universe because it's just like another dance battle. Really? It's gonna go to malaria. Okay, you plague people can't even stand up.
I gotta say this, Ian, I think for the first time ever in the history of this bit, I'm convinced that he's actually channeled a dead scientist.
I think
glad.
This is a real thing.
I mean, I've worked really hard to get here today, unlike Damien anything. But I'm glad that I got to see you guys and you know, march for science and let the fans know what actually happened to me, because, you know, I've seen some of the fan mail, you know, as I'm haunting and whatnot.
You can email.
I can email. Yeah. Well, I gave you my address.
That's
I didn't
right.
give it to
Damien. I have been forwarding stuff.
Right. I've been checking out the website, really enjoying it.
Right.
Really enjoying that. You know, just sort of checking in on everybody except Damien. And, you know, it's good to see you guys again.
All right. Well, let's bring Damien back and see how he does.
But who did I channel this time? Probably some really insignificant scientists that really had no business being on the show.
No, it was old Science Faction co-host Jackie. She came back and was channeled through you, and it was amazing. It was the only time I've ever legitimately believed your bit.
So wait. I ended up, first off, that's ridiculous. You believe my bit every time. You just lie to my face out of spite like you do for I Call BS. And secondly, I channeled a cancer researcher who was killed by cancer. I mean, she's less competent than Marie Curie, killed by her own radiation that she discovered. All right, but I'm glad that I finally have legitimized this bit. Fuck Jackie, and thank you. This has been Damien Channels, the Dead Scientist.
Thank you, Ian, for coming back for 171. And thank you, audience, where you learned about the Archean Eon. How new research indicates that the Hobbit is actually related to Homo habilis, not Homo erectus. How to measure the speed of light using only a peep, a ruler, and a microwave. Why the naked mole rat needs almost no oxygen, and masochistic scientists like to test it. And why Filipino-Americans might have diabetes even at a healthy weight. Thank you so much for listening, and come on back next week for Science Faction 172.
Hey, Jackie. It's me, Copernicus. I don't understand why everybody thought you were the most accurate impression.
Yeah, of course you don't, Copernicus, because you think you're the center of the universe.
You've been listening to Science Function. Wait, that's not right.